What's up, Clippers?
What's up, Clippers Nation?
Is that you said I've been too low on the intros, I mean, energy wise?
We'll find the happy medium
somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
All right. How's it going, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the Opinion Updike,
and I am positive Chuck Mockler,
and we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. In case you didn't know, we're coming at you 5 days a week with all the fresh Clippers content.
Oh yeah.
So check us out on iTunes. Check us out on the Himalaya app. Don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers.
Tell them.
So we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with a recap of last night's loss.
Yeah, scheduled loss. I think everyone was kind
of... Bit of a scheduled loss. Sat a lot of guys.
Sat a couple of key guys, yeah.
Yeah. I think we easily win this game if Beverly and Lou Will are in. And I'm saying it, not taking it back.
I don't know if we easily win this game, but I'd say we have a much better chance.
And then we're going to do a couple of quick previews for you guys. We got a preview of...
Got that back-to-back this weekend.
Yeah, back-to-back weekend. We got a Saturday game against the Cavs and a Sunday game against Memphis. Your hosts, Chuck and I, will be at both of those games. So stay at Locked On Clips on Twitter.
At Will Updike, at Charles Mockler. We'll be posting.
Yeah, for a ton of pre, post, maybe during game content. Who knows?
Maybe a final breakout and I'll film it. That's always been my dream at a professional sporting event.
So stay tuned for that. And then today is Friday, so we got our regular segments for you guys. We got the Pacific Division Power Rankings.
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone's favorite Friday segment, Love, Marry, Kill. And we got a pretty good one this week. It's going to be...
Pertinent.
Yeah, Shea Nicknames.
Yeah, so Shea Nicknames.
Stay tuned for all that and more coming up in just a sec. But first, Charles.
What's up?
I think we have an event coming up.
We do. We have an event on April 7th.
Okay.
At Tom Zerman at LA Live. We're going to be hanging out, watching the Clippers versus Warriors, the away game.
Yeah.
Of course. There's going to be drink specials. There's appetizer specials if you're coming to watch the Clippers game.
Ooh.
There's over 50 beers on tap on that floor.
Ooh.
It's going to be a good time. I'm going to eat a bunch of lobster mac and cheese and feel a little bloated after, but I'm still going to be elated.
Yeah. It'll be a good full.
It's going to be a good full. Again, Tom Zerman, LA Live, April 7th. Let's get into this recap. The Clippers lost in Milwaukee 118-128.
Not a blowout.
Love
which was
it.
Nice.
Love not. I love, if we're going to lose, I love not being blown out.
Yeah.
I mean, this kind of, I think this game kind of went how most people thought it was going to go.
I mean, yeah, I would say so, yeah.
I don't think anyone thought, I mean, maybe if you were really optimistic, you kind of thought we were going to win this game, but once they announced that Lou was sitting.
Once Lou was sitting and we knew Beverly was going to be taking a bit of a break, it just seemed like a really hard one to win, especially on the road.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's been pretty solid at home.
Mm-hmm. Our leading scorer was Shea, who, you were saying player of the game nod.
Yes, yeah, he got player of the game nod from stats.nba.
Yeah.
Looked really, really solid. He finished with 21-6-2 with one steal, and I don't know if he got credited for it, but he had a block.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I should have credited him for it.
Yeah.
We'll petition stats.nba.com.
Let me double check this.
Yeah, he shot, 8 of 15 for 53%, which is great. 1 of 2 from 3, gotta love that.
He got 2 blocks.
Hell yeah, there we go. 2 assists, which is a little low. He had 3 turnovers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you are playing literally the best team in the league.
Also a really long team. It was passing was a little bit harder.
I guess
my biggest thing is there were so many positives in this game, which is I said at the top, I think that with Lou and Bev in the lineup, we win this game.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. They were down a lot of key guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were definitely down. But yeah, I mean, I wish we could have punched him from three a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We did break him off with 33 attempts.
That's good to see.
Yeah, we hit it a 52% clip as a team, which
it's like
how
when we
much
played
better
the
Warriors.
I mean, yeah.
And they added 37 attempts, and they only made 16.
Yeah. So I mean, our defense was there. It's just the Bucks.
Yeah.
You know, Jermichael Green was our second leading scorer, kind of surprisingly. With 16 points. However, he was a minus 10. Went 6 for 16, 37%. Meh. And then everyone there was kind of a log jam. Wilson Chandler had 15 points. Gotta give a shout out to Wilson Chandler
because this was a great game for him.
Yeah.
He was hot from the elbows.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he doesn't work, or thus far, he hasn't been shooting as well from the corner, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Because I would say statistically, that's the easier of the two shots.
Well, it's closer than any other point on the three-point thing.
Yeah. A little tidbit for you guys.
Yeah, a little inside knowledge.
Nobody knows about this.
Yeah, no one knows
that's why not. Teams don't take a lot of corner threes.
Yeah.
But I think, maybe just running sets where he's more at the, more towards the elbow area. Maybe even like, maybe even like a little pick and pop.
I'd be okay with that.
Like, yeah.
If he's 100% healthy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he went 5 of 6 from three. And I mentioned this in a tweet after the game. Obviously, you know, you can't expect 5 of 6 from three from Wilson Chandler regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's safe to say if he has a good game either tomorrow or Sunday, he will be starting to trend up at the perfect time that a rotational player is supposed to trend up for a playoff.
Oh, in terms of playoffs. Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Most definitely. And he looked a little bit springier. I've mentioned in the past, like, it seems like that injury... I mean, I still think that he's playing through some pain,
yeah.
But it seems like it's getting better.
Subsiding.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Landry came back from the ankle impingement, hit 4 of 6 three-pointers.
Yeah.
Kind of all, I mean, what we wanted to see from Landry tonight was looking like he hadn't missed a beat. And I think it's fair to say he didn't look like he'd missed too much time.
No, he did.
He got absolutely rejected by Giannis at one point.
Yeah, but we should talk about the 4 assists.
Yeah.
You
hate those.
His passing game is just getting really, really solid.
He played so much point at Wichita State, it was like bound to come back.
Yeah,
you know,
most definitely. He had a really nice dish to Zoo at one point, just a perfect little pocket pass after he drove to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good stuff. He looked strong. At one point, I can't remember exactly what happened. I want to say... I don't know if it was post shot and he came downward, but there was I think I don't think the ankle is still at 100%.
Okay.
Kind
of came up gingerly.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's not good. Garrett Temple, not a good night.
Rough night. So
gave a shout out the other day. He vindicated us.
Yeah.
Didn't have it last night.
Yeah. I mean, I still think that he could be a solid rotation guy. I still think that there's a lot that he could provide. Last night, he just wasn't there. I have to read these stats. I don't know if you guys are into defensive rating and offensive rating. I only am when it's this big of a standout.
So, just the rundown. You want, just for a frame of reference, if you're not familiar with offensive rating and defensive rating, you want a higher offensive rating and you want a lower defensive rating.
It's based on 100 possessions.
Yes.
So, an offensive rating of 100 is about completely average.
Yeah, great.
Perfectly you want to be better than that.
Yeah, and a defensive rating of 100, you want to be lower than 100.
Yeah.
That's basically the line.
Yeah.
So let's read Garrett Temple's defensive and offensive rating.
So he went 0 for 6, offensive rating of 54, which I only bring this up because I have never seen an offensive rating that low before.
I will have to go back and look at some He Who Shall Not Be Named minutes. But
yeah,
might have been
I could dig something else up, I'm sure. I guess I just mean I haven't seen that low in a while.
Yeah, definitely.
And he had a defensive rating to complement that of 127.
Buck 27. That's 5 gumballs with 2 cents left over.
Which would be something like a more than a minus 50 net rating.
Yeah, that would not be good. He struggled. Gallo struggled.
Yeah, so Gallo did struggle. He went 1 of 4 from 3. Overall, 3 of 9. He did get to the line, though, 7 times.
Hit all the shots.
He only had 14, so just shy of keeping that streak going. But
you hate to see that streak busted.
You do. You do.
I was
he
talking
also,
to...
But I don't think that they were trying to maintain the streak. I think that this game overall for us was, I mean, like we talked about, a little bit of a scheduled loss.
As soon as Lou was taken out, everyone on Twitter was like, okay.
And a little bit of a rest game.
Yeah.
Gallo only played 24 minutes, which is, other than Zubats, less than anyone in the starting lineup.
That's great. I'm all for that.
So
we didn't get embarrassed, so it's nice. Then we got to see some Jerome minutes.
Yeah, definitely.
Which was fantastic. He went 3 of 5 in 21 minutes, 2 of 4 from 3 for 9 points.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, he came in for Temple and looked pretty good.
Played 8 minutes.
Ty Wall played 8 minutes. There were some ups and downs. The the pick and roll game with Ty Wall and Trez is just obviously not really there yet.
The communication, there's no way their communication is ready to have that consistent in an in-game situation.
Which is a bummer.
Oh, just for sure.
Even if he could take a few possessions off of Lou Will's back.
Yeah.
I think that would be solid, or at least just have the option.
Definitely.
Yeah,
but I mean, their chemistry just isn't It makes sense. It's just not there.
Yeah, yeah. So we got smoked in the second, 21-39. Other than that, you know, we lost every quarter but the fourth, but it was pretty close. Had a really strong fourth quarter where we scored 41-28, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Just still not enough to put us over the hump.
Well, because, I mean, Giannis had 34-9-5.
Yeah.
He did his thing. And then Middleton, who we barely talked about in the preview.
Oh, I just didn't think that it needed mention.
Yeah, because he's so good. I think he realized that we didn't talk about him and he felt disrespected.
That's fair. It wasn't a sign of disrespect. It was just like, I mean, I don't know.
There's so many guys who can beat you on that team.
Yeah. We have nobody who's really tailored to stop either one of those two guys.
He had 39-9-5 on something like 60% shooting.
Yeah.
Something incredible.
Do you think Pat could give Middleton a hard time?
Yeah, I think Pat can give anyone a hard time.
I don't know, he's just so darn big.
Yeah, he's big. But I mean, hey, Pat guarded
LeBron. He's like shooting over guys. It's like it's ridiculous.
His arms are crazy long. I mean, he got in LeBron's head. So yeah, the starters didn't do well in this one.
Yeah, so we got to talk about this because it's
the
like,
game charts on this on NBA.com. Oh, also, if we're neglecting to talk about matchups and shooting percentage. For some reason, the matchups aren't up on stats on NBA.com.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes they don't put all this
stuff up. Going goofy with that. Anyway.
So the disparity between their starters and our starters, as well as our bench and their bench, is completely laughable.
It's kind of what you thought. It's like what you thought it would be like to the nth degree.
Yeah, it's insane. So our starters got outscored 58-115. Which, like, I had to double-check this. I was like, double the points?
Will's doing that move with your glasses. You're moving your glasses.
and our bench outscored, to keep us in the game, our bench outscored theirs 60-13. And this is without Lou. So, yeah, just really, really strange.
It showed the strengths and the weaknesses of both teams so well.
Absolutely.
In terms of lineups.
Absolutely.
Especially with the injuries to the Bucks, it was like, we talked about it. We were like, our bench is going to have to double up theirs. I mean, we quadded up their bench.
Yeah.
We scored over four times as many points.
And I mean, I think we said in the preview, just to keep us in the game.
Yeah.
And the one thing, one note, as we mentioned in the game preview, Milwaukee's offensive rebounding is like their biggest weakness.
Yeah.
So we needed to beat them in second chance points. And we did 9-4. It just wasn't quite enough.
Yeah 9-4 isn't gonna swing it against the Bucks.
And I'm also surprised we held our own on the fast break. We had 29-20.
Yeah.
So that was really pretty solid. And we did lose turnovers. And I said if we lost turnovers, we'd probably lose the game.
For
and
sure.
We did.
I mean, it's just hard to stop Giannis and Middleton when they're just playing like that.
I don't know. Yeah, and we just did a lot of things really pretty well.
Yeah, it was fantastic to see the Jerome minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson Chandler hopefully hitting his stride. That's absolutely clutch for us. I think Garrett Temple's going to be happy to maybe not be in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
For the rest of the regular season, hopefully. And it's good Lou got rest.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's nice that Lou got rest. I'm going to look up real quick just how many minutes. I think the minute disparity, I think, was fine. I think maybe Garrett Temple playing 36, that's a casualty of just as kind of being a scheduled loss. Would have maybe liked to see Shea play less than 31.
No.
You don't think so?
Just no.
Get that run against the best team?
Yeah, especially in a loss when you're trying to, like, pull your team back.
And he was playing well. So
and he played well, yeah, leading scorer. I think that was absolutely the right move.
Tough loss, annoying, close at the end, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Coming up after this, we're going to have a double preview for you.
Hi-yo.
A bit of a brief preview for these games, for the Cavs and Grizzlies games, but first, baseball season has started. The Dodgers are on pace to win 173 games, including the postseason.
Oh, wow.
Not scheduled to lose one at all. It's fantastic. We're going to hit 8 home runs a game, just like we did on opening day. You need to check out Locked On MLB. They're absolutely crushing it right now. They're also on Locked On Net on Twitter and Instagram, which aggregates all of the Locked On feeds. And if you're a Dodgers...
Into one?
And let's say you're a Dodgers fan, you're a Clippers fan, and you're a Rams fan, and you want to listen to all of those podcasts back to back to back.
And hear what the hosts are doing on Twitter.
Tell you what you don't have to do. You don't have to climb the highest mountain, but you got to download the app that's named after one of the highest mountains. The Himalaya podcast.
Hi-yo.
Damn, that's some good copy I just thought of. All right, coming up after this, quick game previews for the Cavs and Grizzlies.
All right, so we got the Cavs.
At a brunch game, 12:30, baby.
I know, close game last time.
Oh, God. We're going to be there at 9:30 eating that breakfast spread.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Too close for comfort last time.
Way too close for comfort last time. So that's, in terms of what we need to do to win, start strong.
Yeah. 40-25 is not a first quarter that we should ever be losing to the Cavs.
No, I want to have a first quarter against the Cavs like the last one against the Bucks.
Yeah.
I want to put up, I mean, putting up 40 would be great, but just not coming out sluggish. Right now, I think the Cavs are in full-on, like, let's see if we can knock off a contender mode.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, who cares about the tank? We're already there. We're already in the tank.
For sure.
Like, let's see if we can just kind of catch these guys lacking again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, their tank position is pretty secured. I think they have over 25% chance. Yeah. They have one of the highest percent chances you can have to have a top four pick.
Yeah, they're close. Bench needs to show up.
Yeah.
Because apparently the Cavs bench matches up great with ours.
Which makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense. They beat us in points, rebounds, and assists last time. And we were at full strength.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's just the classic, you know, we just got to avoid playing down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it just goes off the start strong thing. But, yeah.
What do you got for... What else do we need to win?
Just do everything like we did last time. Well, like, we moved the ball really well. You know, got some steals in there. Played solid defense.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to be able to carry that through for the full four quarters.
Yeah.
Or maybe three,
and then we just rest everyone in the fourth.
Yeah, that's fine too. I mean, that's essentially what we did last time, but without resting.
Yeah, but without resting. Score
put up 18.
I like this defend the perimeter note.
Yeah, so the Cavs are kind of low-key becoming like a high-volume, high-percentage.
They're 10th in three-point percentage right now.
Yes, yeah.
That blew my mind when I read that.
Yeah, and they take almost 20% more than us. We're talking like five more threes a game.
Damn. Yeah, we could get, if we're not hitting shots, we could get out-ratioed in the three-point land.
Definitely.
That kind of goes into what could go wrong. They almost got us in boards last night. Or last time we played, sorry. We won 40. We had 43 boards, they're 41. And they still outscored us in second chance points.
That's
which is pretty
wild.
Incredible. So if they're committed to kind of banging around down low, and like we just mentioned, they're hitting their three-point shots,
mm-hmm.
it could turn into like it was last time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which none of us wants to happen.
But I think we need to be, like, to combat that, that second unit needs to be really strong in the paint. Like, Montrez needs to have a really, really, really big game.
Definitely.
I think that'll help against their bench. And, yeah, we outscored them in the paint last time by, like, 6 points. So
yeah. Another what could go wrong. Possible hangover in play from Bev and Lou after taking last night off.
They're going to have a hangover?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, they're not really used to the game. They're kind of get back into game shape. I was fishing for things that could go wrong.
You think they're
going to
go out drinking?
No, I meant like a hangover from not playing.
I don't know.
If there's two people who aren't going drinking before a game against Cleveland, it's Lou and Bev. I do not think they're doing that. We shot just 23% from three the last time we played. I can't imagine that'll happen again.
Yeah.
I hope not. Or that our bench is going to go 0-for-3 from three again.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess
hopefully more attempts than that well.
Yeah, hopefully more attempts than three.
So another thing that could go wrong is just the free throw shooting. We've been really solid all season. Last night we were sub 80, which is low for us.
Very low for us.
But like when we're at our best, we get to the line a lot more than this team. We shoot a much better percentage. We average 10 more points per game than them just in free throw shooting.
Dang.
So
that's crazy.
So
shout out to free throws.
So yeah, if the free throws aren't falling or if we're not getting to the line, that could go wrong, but hopefully it does not.
What's your prediction for this game?
Man, I really have no...
I don't know after
I don't have a huge frame of reference, but I'm going to say... I don't know if this is going to be a close one. I'm going to say it's going to be a little close, and I'm going to go 115-110 Clippers.
I'm putting the vibes out for a 115-95 victory.
All right, I like that.
I'm putting the vibes out
for... I like that. I should have been bold enough to do that.
It was like when we played the Knicks on the first night of a back-to-back, and it was like, let's just blow these guys out. Obviously, it's not going to be like when we played the Knicks and had a 38-point lead. I mean, it might be, but
You never know.
What I want to happen is some guys to be able to rest at the end of this game.
When that noon home crowd gets going.
Dude, that brunch crowd, they're faded off champagne and orange juice. All right, now we're going to be talking about the Grizzlies matchup that happens on Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
Another game we will be at.
Yep.
As credentialed members of the press.
Yep.
What we need to do to win against the Memphis Grizzlies, speed the game up.
Definitely. Couldn't agree more. They're a team that likes to dictate the pace.
30th in pace and 9th in defensive rating.
Solid.
That is a recipe for a molasses game.
Yeah.
A molasses afternoon.
Definitely. Is this post-trade deadline?
This is just as of now.
Okay.
I did not do post-trade deadline.
Man.
I apologize. I'll do more research.
These are going to be all screwed up.
Getting scoffed at. But if we're not too tired, we just need to try and run it early.
Definitely.
Like last time we played, we needed a 7-0 run in the beginning of the fourth to pull away in February.
Yeah.
Really hoping that's unnecessary.
I also think if you can catch a team off guard on the second night of your back-to-back.
Lacking, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, they're expecting you to be a little slow. They're expecting you to ease into it.
Yeah.
Do the opposite.
Come out, punch them in the mouth. Do what every team does
literally.
To us.
Yeah.
Do what every team does to us.
Yeah.
And we got to feed Trez.
Definitely.
Absolutely ate them alive last time. 30 points in 26 minutes. Only had 3 boards.
Is Valanciunas still out?
I don't know. Yes? Only had 3 boards, so hopefully that'll increase, even though we won the boards 49-39. That was great.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do that again. I just, you know, this is another game. I'm more worried about this game than the Cavs game. I think most people are.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Because Memphis is one of those teams that'll break off wins over really good teams.
They still have Mike Conley.
Yeah.
Like.
Who's awesome.
Yeah, we love Mike Conley on this pod. So what could go wrong? We can't contain Conley and he kills us.
I mean, I think.
If he's just having a good game, everyone else is elevated on that team to kind of his level.
That's a good call.
He is their engine and he had.
Do you think Pat will be able to slow him down with the. Even with injury coming, well, it's a slight injury, but.
Yeah, I think he will because I think Pat has a mutual respect for Conley.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when Pat has a mutual respect for people, he wants to go at them even harder than usual. Not that if he doesn't like the guy, then that's a whole different level of Pat intensity. But I think he respects Conley's game. Conley obviously respects him too. They, you know, like, I think he can shut him down. I hope he can.
Definitely.
Shea, it would be nice to see Shea shut him down. I don't think that's going to be the assignment.
I do not think that's going to be the assignment either.
Yeah. Conley's kind of playing without abandon right now.
Yeah.
I would say. He's a little banged up.
Definitely.
But, you know, he's just the one person we kind of need to stop.
Does he finish his career as a Grizzly, you think?
100%.
At this point, I think so. If they were going to trade him, I mean, it still would have been
That would be a rude move to trade him.
It still would have been a little bit too late. This trade deadline, just given his age and everything.
Yeah.
But I think with that passing, I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like it's pretty safe to say that he will end up retiring a Grizzly.
Hope he does.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome.
Great for that franchise. Here's something that could go wrong that was infuriating last time. Joakim Noah.
Oh, man.
Going off on us. Banging in free throws. Dunking on fools.
Ralph could not get over how bad
I loved it.
Noah's like free throw form is.
Didn't he say it made him seasick?
It makes him seasick because like it has side-to-side spin.
He uses both hands to shoot the ball, which is like what every single basketball coach tells you not to do.
Yeah, because
you use one hand.
Yeah, because he's using his guide hand to like do spin.
He's
as well.
Pushing off with his right hand, and then his left hand comes off the ball last, I think, and it just has side spin. And it's one of those things where when it's on, but when it's off, he's hitting like the top left of the backboard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They will have Valanciunas in this game.
Okay.
How do you think Zubats lines up against old Jonas?
Oh, Jonas? Maybe not well just because Jonas is a little stouter.
Yeah,
He's got a little more girth.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's
that in a
got a lot of
way.
Experience. He's also younger than I thought he was. He's only 26.
Yeah. So, I mean, he could be wanting to prove something, you know? Like,
yeah.
This is just another team that. They're not quite in tank mode. They want to lose, I think, but they're not quite in, like, full-on tank mode.
Yeah.
But so this would be a win they could kind of hang their hat on late in the season.
Definitely.
What's your prediction for this game?
I'm going 119 to 105 Clippers.
Dang, all right. I'm thinking it's going to be a little closer. I guess it's going to be 112-108 Clippers.
All right.
Don't want it to be. But that's what it's going to be.
Who knows?
Coming up after this, you guys are going to be ranking the Pacific Division and playing Love, Marry, Kill. So we probably have the same Pacific Division rankings, right?
Why don't you go first and we'll see.
Suns at one. Devin Booker, back-to-back 50-point games.
Couldn't agree more. Suns are number one in the
Pacific
Division.
We have not talked
about
this. That's so funny. Yeah, I was like, Suns, number one, obviously.
Gotta be. Okay, so we got to talk about this for a second. People are asking, is Devin Booker good?
He's good.
The answer is yes.
He's good.
The answer is yes. Great player, bad team.
You want him to what? So we talked about this a tiny bit. We got like 5 minutes left. I think LeBron has spoiled people into thinking what a good player is. LeBron is one
good
of the
at
best.
Everything.
LeBron is great at everything.
Yeah.
At his peak, he was great at everything. Now, I think people think that to be a good player, you have to be that.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And like, sure, the greats are. 100%. You know? Like,
the greatest player.
Your Jordans and Kobe's and LeBron's, like, they evolve their game to be... So there's not weaknesses.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the whole
idea. But that's
not
Devin Booker's game. Devin Booker, first of all, he's a real hooper.
Yeah. He's a true hooper.
He's a true hooper.
Period.
I can see him not wanting to play defense on a team like the Suns.
Yeah.
Where it's like, dude, I have to put up 60 points stop their best scorer.
Yeah, I also think in a more capable, I mean, I don't want to say that. I don't want to demean Igor as a coach. I don't know enough about
him. That's for sure.
But I just feel like in a more capable defensive system, they could be doing a better job to find something that
absolutely.
That he can add as a plus. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
The Rockets were able to find James Harden, who's now one of the most elite post defenders.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And then, you know, like even Kyrie looks better on defense in a good system.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, you're not going to get to that right away. And he's the other issue is that he's not the only weak link there. Defensively.
Exactly.
What do you want him to do?
I don't know. Jrue Holiday would be nasty on that team.
Yeah.
All right, who's your second team?
Second team, I'm going to LA Clippers, baby.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I think we have the best record in March.
Absolutely.
It's
11-2?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Three Warriors, right?
Yeah, three Warriors. They're 7-3. You know, they're close to the Clippers.
Yeah, good for you, whatever. They're
nearly.
Four Kings.
Kings. Gotta go Kings.
Five Lakers.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You can't be mad at the Clippers for celebrating a playoff berth if you're celebrating someone stepping on someone else's foot.
Are people mad about the Clippers celebrating for
a
playoff
berth?
People
were salty about it.
Why?
Couldn't tell you.
Who's salty?
Mostly Lakers fans.
What team isn't celebrating a playoff berth?
I'll tell you what team isn't.
The Lakers.
Oh! No!
Yikes, he got him. You stepped on their foot collectively.
Exactly. All right, now we're going to be doing everyone's favorite game.
Love, Marry, Kill.
Love, Marry, Kill. We're doing Shay's Nicknames. We got a new one introduced by Miriam Swanson, fantastic writer for the OC Register. Go read all of her stuff about the Clippers. It's great.
All right, what's on the board?
So what we got on the board, we have the Patrick Beverley-given Slink,
mm-hmm.
which Shay did say was one of his favorites.
Okay.
We have Shay Gorgeous.
Okay.
Which... I'm not mad at.
Okay.
We have Shega Genesis, one from early in the season.
Yeah.
And then we
good.
Have Inspector Gadget.
What if I just throw one in there too?
Toss it in.
The Slender Man.
I don't think he wants that.
No, it's terrifying.
So for me, I love Shea Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I great. Love that. It's great. That's so great. It is one of those nicknames, I said this on Twitter, that you wake up loving one day and then absolutely hating the next day.
I don't think as
it sounds like Kid Gorgeous from The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
The boxing, which is great. But Shea Gorgeous is great. Here's the photo shoot for MVP in 2 years when he wins it.
All right.
It's Shea on the cover of Sports Illustrated wearing a boxing robe that says Shea Gorgeous on the back. Red, white, and blue, obviously, for the Clippers.
It's pretty solid.
That's not bad.
It's pretty solid.
I'm marrying Slink.
Okay.
I like that it was given to him by Beverly. He said he liked it. I think it encompasses his style of play pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. It seems solid.
Mm-hmm.
And I am killing Shega Genesis.
Oh, that actually surprises me because you're a console nerd.
But I am a console nerd. I'm not going to try and defend that. Just a little too, bit of a mouthful, it seems like.
Yeah, it's too many syllables.
You know? All right, what do you love in marrying and killing?
I'm loving Slink.
Okay.
It's great. It's catchy. It's short.
Yeah.
Start
with a Q, which is fun.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if that's the best thing yet.
Okay. You want to see him prove his slinkiness more?
No. I'm not saying Shea. Okay. I'm saying there could be other nicknames out there.
For sure.
There's so many fish out there in the sea.
That's true.
And I'm going to marry, and let me specify. This is going to be a short-term marriage, which I already know in my head.
Why?
I just don't know if we're going to be, I mean, the rest of our lives, that sounds a little insane.
But you want to be married now.
Yeah, I need the health insurance.
Your mom's nagging you about, okay,
I need the health insurance.
For sure.
you have
a kid from a previous marriage that needs help.
Yeah, their teeth are jacked right now.
Yeah, you're a victim of the economic downturn. Okay,
I'm marrying Inspector Gadget.
I'm into that.
I like it.
Once, it's cartoonish. It's not like a pun on his name.
Yeah.
She posted a picture of Inspector Gadget's arms. Fool got long arms.
Yeah, definitely.
It works. Shout out to Miriam Swanson.
And just hearing, like, after any time Shay does something good, like DJ Dents playing like yes.
Damn. All right, I'm hyped on that now.
So I think that's great. I love it.
It's
all
great.
Credit to Miriam.
We're great. Yeah.
It's great. And I'm actually going to kill Shay Gorgeous. I like it, but I don't think he likes it.
Don't you ever talk to me or my son again. I don't think he likes it either, because I think he literally is quoted as saying it's one of his least favorite nicknames.
So we can kill that one off.
So we can kill that one. All right, that's
and
fair.
I nothing Shaga Genesis. I don't think that's ever going to stick. Okay. So
no, it has not. I don't think anyone's spoken it since the beginning of the year. I want to give a quick shout out.
What do you got?
My father, Richard Mockler, was taking a lift in Seattle, Washington. Was mentioned.
Heard of it.
Was talking about the NBA basketball with the driver. The driver mentioned he was a Clippers fan and that he listens to Locked On Clippers.
Wow.
Wish I had the driver's name. If you're listening now, thanks for getting my dad safely to the airport. He appreciates it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he tipped you well. If he didn't, I don't know, hit me up. I'll give you $4 or something like that. guys, thank you for listening. You can always catch us on iTunes, on the Himalaya app, Spotify. Please rate, review, subscribe. We're going to be at both games this weekend.
Yep.
At William Up
working for the weekend.
At Will Updike, at Charles Michael, at Locked On Clips. We're gonna have pre and post game content for you. Monday's show is gonna be huge. We're gonna have a recap of the two victories, hopefully. Maybe have an angry live stream after the Saturday game if we lose.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think that would be fair, maybe from Tom Zurbin. We're taking a look at the new guys on the Freshies and just getting geared up for this final push of the season.
Man, this last
bit nervous.
These games are going to be like a palate cleanser. These two games, this is the sorbet. This is the Saturday-Sunday sorbet before we get into like
the pre-dinner
the real
sorbet? How do you eat dinner, bro? How do you and Casey eat dinner? Sorbet. Dessert wine followed by a stout and steak and eggs. All right, guys.
Eat a bunch of raw garlic.
I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for listening.